this is a war between the government and the Tamil people.
I'm not a fucking terrorist. You are the terrorist.
People are crying out for justice in this country.
If you've got to be militant to achieve your aims and your aspirations, so be it.
There's a real hypocrisy from the big corporations.
The people from below will push for real change.
This Australia is going to be shocked, and then the public will say, what the hell's going on?
G'day, you are listening to RTRFM 92.1, The Sound Alternative. This is the Indie Media Show, your journalist, activist program every Monday morning. We are broadcasting from the unceded lands of the Whadjuk Noongar people, and I'd like to offer my respects to them and their elders past and present, and say a g'day and a cheers to Jeff next door with another fantastic on the record, great chats, great tunes. And if you were worried that he brought you down, well, get ready for a big bloody show. Yeah, I'm all fired up about all sorts of, you know, bloody transgender culture war issues. Everyone, you know, out in the world thinking that they, you know, can just sort of think about my body. Not happy about it. Anyway, that's not what this show's about, but yeah, trans women are women, people. But today we are doing a bunch of things. We have a chat about facial recognition and how it's being used by, like, Kmart, Bunnings and the good guys without much of, you know, a warning to shoppers as to what they're doing. We've got a chat about the Australian Republican movement with Peter Fitzsimons. And we will start the show in just a moment with voices from Saturday's National Solidarity Rally with the Yuendumu community. They have a range of demands in the wake of the 2019 fatal shooting of Kumanjay Walker in the Northern Territory. They are calling for guns to be taken out of their communities. We will have voices from the Bulu part of that National Solidarity Rally in just a moment. And with lots of talk about gun control lately in the wake of several atrocities in the United States, rarely discussed is the impact of police being armed in vulnerable communities. Armed cops often use their weapons as a first response rather than a last resort, especially towards First Nations communities here in so-called Australia. The Yuendumu community in the Northern Territory are calling for the disarming of police in First Nations communities after the 2019 fatal shooting of Kumanjaya Walker by Northern Territory Police Constable Zachary Wolfe. At a national solidarity rally here on Bulu last Saturday, local activists read the demands of the Yuendumu community and talked about further justice system reforms, such as a ban on all-white juries for Indigenous deaths in custody trials. We start with Desmond Burton from the Deaths in Custody Watch Committee.
We will stand as one on June the 18th. Why? Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. We are fighting so hard against the system that is oppressing us. We need a change on this land. With the attitudes of authorities are not going to change unless they are accountable for their actions when they're on duty. If you use lethal force on anyone, you too should be accountable of your actions, just like everyone else in the community. No guns in the communities. We should have no guns in the communities. Keep our communities safe. The police need to address that by not using lethal force against our people. They will do that all the time because there's no repercussions against them.
Shame.
That's shame. Shame on the government.
Shame.
Shame on the police. With this national rally happening today, we've got to show the politicians that enough is enough is enough. Our people are going through so many challenges with homelessness, that is plaguing this city without anyone doing anything about it.